What's up, brother?
What's going on? Apologize for the delay. I had technical difficulties.
Yeah. We definitely had some we had difficulties, regardless of whatever they were. It was hard.
All right. You need to not say testicles and then say hard after that at the end of those sentences.
Accurate.
I don't want to.
Anyway, so let's get the show on the road, right? All right. What's up, and welcome to another episode of the Invincibly Broken Podcast. I am your host, Orlando, and joined always with me, the testicle difficulty rating 10 partner, Julian. Julian, please say hello.
You know, it's kind of fucked up that you say that because I had tendonitis in my elbow recently, accentuates the whole testicle difficulty.
I know you say you had tendonitis in your testicle. I'm like, that's got to be painful. Has to be.
I'm guessing.
But anyway, guys, so thank you so much for joining with us, whether you're joining us live or you're listening to us on your favorite podcasting application. Just kind of what we mentioned earlier. Sorry about the audio this week. We've had some technical difficulties for real. But working through it. We're working through it. So if you've been with us since the beginning, this might feel a little vintage, a little old school. This is what it's sounding like. But I will try to do my best to edit in post. We came on today, wanted to live. We wanted to talk a little bit. Me and Julian have been going back and forth the last couple of weeks, and we really haven't shared too much on social. But we've touched on it a couple times in on many episodes about our advanced aging that we're going through. And I know Julian kind of mentioned that he unlocked a new hidden level that he didn't know he had before. He has tendonitis on his elbow. And I just recently found out I recently found out I need to have surgery on my rotator cuff because I actually tore it 7 years ago. So we were talking on the phone and we were going back and forth and we're like, dude, this shit sucks. You know, this life that we have of getting older or whatever the case may be. So we definitely have been feeling it. But I personally have been taking steps to help myself as I advance in age. And I know Julian has tried and he's fallen off the wagon a couple times. And I know I try to push him in the right direction. But we kind of want to talk a little bit about, you know, getting older, the type of things that we're doing to help us as we get older, and I guess kind of what it feels like to get old, right? Because I know some of our listeners are young bucks out there, or maybe they got them good genes that they don't feel that aging. So what do you think, Julian? How do you feel you're aging?
Honestly, I mean, I know I joke around about it a lot, but I really don't feel like I'm aging that much. I mean, obviously, you know, losing my hair and shit like that, and then your body stuff.
I don't feel like losing that much, except for the fact that my entire hairline is retreating to the back of my neck, and for some reason, it's growing on my back now.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, everybody throws around, well, not everybody, but a lot of people throw around the term of aging gracefully. And I know that there is a lot of people talking about there how like women age better than men do, which I don't doubt it at all.
No, I don't believe it, to be honest with you, because I know some ladies out there that age.
I ain't doing too good, man.
Okay.
I will be more than happy to put myself up against some of them.
I got it. But I mean, you know, it's so one of the running gags that I've had over the last couple of years, especially when I got like to that 39, when I was getting to that, you know, that cusp when I was right about to hit the 40 and I was like, I'm going to be like 40, you know, But actually, you know, I turned 41 in December. And mm-hmm. I think it's kind of cool. Yes. Do I have issues? Have I gone past the original manufacturer's warranty? Yeah. But I mean, also the part about it is that it's one of those things when you're young that you feel that you're invincible, invisibly broken. And nothing's really going to hurt you. And it's that living in the moment. And then once mm-hmm. you get older, you're like, maybe I should have taken a little bit better care of the temple, you know, treat your body like a temple, as opposed to us in our early 20s that we treated it like an amusement park.
Yeah. So I think amusement park is a really high rating. I treated my body like a fucking dumpster fire, bro. I was thinking about that before we started recording. You don't feel anything. Like, there's like a certain age that you go through, like, you know, like from teenager to probably about like 27, 28, when you just don't feel nothing. Like, you know, you would say you're tired, but it was tired because you literally stood up all night long, or you went out like 8 days in a row, and or you've been hungover literally for fucking a month, you know? But you don't really know what tired is until like later on in life when you have like major responsibilities and kids and a bunch of fucking people to depend on you. But it's crazy though, because I really try to look back my early 20s, and I don't know how I did it. You know, I was working a regular sales job, right? 50, 55 hours, maybe 60 hours a week. I had a night job at a nightclub working probably what? We were like averaging anywhere between like 18 to 25 hours a week. Easy. So that was putting me working like over 80 hours a week. And then it didn't stop, because it wasn't like after we left the club, we went home. Like, we went after the club, we stood up drinking for another freaking 6 hours.
6 hours.
Yeah. Sometimes going to work after that, like going to my day job after that with a straight face, you know, with nothing but a cold splash in the face and some cologne, and being like, hey, my name is Orlando, how can I serve you? You know, like I just don't know how I did it. Like, and then sometimes I wonder, like, is that why my body's falling apart now? Is that like part, like, between playing sports and then like basically like putting, like, dumping the gasoline on my body and lighting it on fire? Like, is that why?
I think it has to do with that, because I mean, if it even take something as simple as your own car, you know, if you just put gas in it and then just drive it and don't really keep up with the maintenance, eventually that shit's going to start giving you some issues.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It might not be right away, but it's funny that you mentioned, you know, about like the hangovers and all that stuff. And I absolutely agree with you, because, you know, at first, you know, your early mid 20s, you're like, all right, okay, I got a hangover. Oh, you know, let's go play street hockey. And we did. But now it's like, I have to plan my hangover. You know, it's like, I have to open my schedule. I'm like, all right, I'm going to drink on Friday night. Do I really have something going on Saturday? Because I know that, you know, if I have one more beer past midnight Saturday morning, you're not going to know when I end and the couch begins. So it's weird how all that stuff just kind of sneaks up on you.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy, like how my body was like intact back then. Like, literally, like, I didn't really like work out all too much. Like, you know, like, and I look at pictures of myself, I looked good. Like, I had an okay body. It wasn't like I wasn't rocking a six pack or anything. I wasn't out here looking like Matthew McConaughey or anything like that, but I looked good. And then, you know, after 30, it was like, so I don't know, like, you know, it's crazy. Like, I think I really relied on genetics for such a long period of time. But yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I sometimes I wonder if it's like mental, right? Like, do you think some of it might be like, you know, you kind of like psych yourself up, like you know you got something to do? And because, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, now, right, like, like if I go like out on business trips and stuff like that, or if, you know, there's been times where like I know that I have a meeting at like butt crack of dawn, but you know, happy hour becomes like happy 6 hours, and I know I should leave. But then in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna be fine. I hate my life in the morning. But it's nothing like a quadruple shot of espresso can't fix. You know what I mean? Or like six of those. You know, like I'll just caffeinate the living shit out of myself to get myself bright eyed. But then I've always been a morning person too. So like I easily can bring energy in the morning. People hate that about me. They're like, you make me want to throw up because you don't even look like you're tired. I'm like, In the inside, I'm dying. So it looks like some people said that that just the morning, it takes them a week to recover from something like that.
Oh, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I had three drinks earlier laying out by the pool. And I was like, I need to stop because we're recording tonight. And my voice starts to give me a fucking headache after a while.
No, and absolutely. Oh. I mean, I totally agree with you.
John over at Man Alive Podcast brings up a great point. He says that he thinks he's way better at 39 than 29. And I agree with him, because to be honest with you, like that's how I feel. Like I feel like I'm entering my 40s ready. Like living my best life, like looking the best I look, except for a little bit of gray hair. You know, I got peaking in the beard and on the sides and stuff like that. But do you feel that way?
I think that's got to be like proportionally or a ratio, because depending on how. I mean, I feel fine. I feel good. Yeah. I mean, did I recently find out that I have fucking tennis elbow and I don't play tennis, and did I recently find out that I have arthritis in my right foot? Yeah. But I mean, also a lot of that has to do with just the way that you know, I abused my body earlier, you know, early on in earlier years. But I mean, I, you know, like when I turned 40, I was dreading it, but now I think it's kind of cool when they say, you know, I'm 40. I mean, it's kind of, there's like a certain amount of sophistication to it that I'm like, yeah, I'm 40.
Sophistication. That's a different way to look at it.
Yeah, no. And like my body feels fine. Obviously, you know, I have to take steps to better take care of it now, because I'm more aware of it than when I was 23, 24 years old. But, you know, as far as that, you know,
It depends on what you do to your body too now, right? Like, because you can blame what you did to your body 10 years ago, but in all reality, a lot of that, like the tennis elbow, probably the arthritis on the foot, is probably because you've put on some extra pounds over the years, and you know, you're probably compounding that. But it's true. I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's true. Like, for instance, like I have chronic tendonitis in my knees, right? Like, because I played baseball my entire life, right? Angie asked why I'm wearing a Braves hat, because I'm a baseball fan. I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm a baseball fan first, so I have a ton of baseball hats. But anyway, so I played baseball my entire life, and I was a catcher. And then on top of that, I also played lacrosse, and then I also trained some jujitsu, and then I also fucking work at a nightclub where I basically tore my body apart. So I had chronic tendonitis. Then I gained like 70 pounds, like when I was dealing with my thyroid stuff. So like, my knees were like shot. Like I felt like I was carrying the weight of the world on my knees. Is that, I guess? Yeah. So really fucking heavy. I felt like I was carrying a fat man on my knees, because I was, right? You see what I mean?
I like that.
So, but you know, it's really interesting that you say that, because like, so like, let's take how I feel. Like I feel like, me personally, I feel like I robbed myself of my 30s. And I want to clarify that, right? It's not because my 30s weren't good years. Like, you know, I got married. I had my children in my 30s. You know, we bought a home together. I had a lot of great things in my 30s. But also in my 30s, I had severe thyroid problems. I had cancer. And then I've been trying to rectify my body and my mind, right, the last like 4 or 5 years because of cancer and because of my thyroid. And honestly, I let myself go. Like, I really did. Like, I was almost, I mean, at one point, you've seen the pictures. I've posted my before and afters. And, you know, I was almost 300 pounds at one point. I was a size 40, size 42 waist. And, like, literally, since it's getting warmer here in Florida, I just went up. Last week, I cleared out all my bathing suits and shorts that don't fit me. And I was looking through all those, and I have like size 40, size 42, triple X. And bro, I couldn't even, like, they literally fall off my waist. So, you know, I actually took a picture of a pile of clothes. I got to post that on social, but you know, I felt like I was robbed of that. And I think that was my fault, because I let myself get robbed of that. Cause I automatically was coming up with those excuses. Like, I'm not healthy, or it's my thyroid, or it's because of cancer, you know, or like, I didn't want to get in the treadmill because, like, one of the shitty side effects of having hypothyroid is chronic tendon pain. Right. So, like, literally if I were to do a bicep curl or an overhead tricep press, instant elbow pain, instant tendonitis. And it doesn't matter. Like, it just happens. I could be typing ferociously and my hands start to hurt or joints start to lock up. So, you know, it was one of those things, like, I would start and then be like, it hurts. I'm done. Is it because I was a punk or a pussy? I guess, I don't know, whatever, however mentally you want to say it. I just didn't want to do it anymore. Right. You know, I was happy. I was married. Like, I have kids, like, you know. And not for nothing. I mean, for real. Like, you know me. I thought I was sexy as fuck as a fat guy. Like, I didn't need anybody to tell me that I did it, that I looked good, right? Because up here, everything was good. You know what I'm saying? Like I've always been a confident person. But, you know, we talked about this a lot. Like, you know, when you and I got, you know, started talking about this venture of podcasting, and we were just talking because you called me about your health. Like, you know, I started looking at things a lot differently after my daughter's. After my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, excuse me, God forbid, after my daughter was diagnosed with autism, sorry. When my daughter was diagnosed with autism, like, I started thinking things a lot differently, right? Like, you know, I knew that I needed to take care of myself more. You know, I see some of my family members who are, you know, up there in age now, and some, you know, some of them have bad backs. They've had their backs fused. You know, crazy surgeries. And I'm just like, nah, I can't do this. Or like, we've talked about that before, right? Like going to the pool store or going to the restaurant, and you see like that dad with his two kids, and they're like the same age as your kids, but they look like they're like 97. And you're like, dude, why the fuck do you look like that? He's wearing like the shit t-shirt with holes in it. And he's probably wearing the same boat shoes from like 1962. And
you see Bill Belichick at a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. And I refuse. I just like, I'm not going to be that. I don't want to be that guy. I want to age gracefully. So that was a lot of the reasons why I decided to start focusing more on my health and my mind and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it has a lot to do. I think willpower is a big component of wanting to do that.
Yes, and I absolutely agree with that. You know, lately, and again, like, I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had lab work and all that stuff, and for my age, I'm good. But,
so how healthy are you, though? Like, let's talk about those labs. Like, do you have high blood pressure?
Nope.
Diabetes?
Nope.
Pre-diabetic?
Nope.
Are you on the edge, bro? Don't lie to me.
Nope. No.
Nothing. So
now, hold on a second.
I'm about to say something. I know there's something.
The only abnormal thing that came up from my labs was that my cholesterol was elevated just slightly. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I think I might need to see them labs, son. I have to share those.
Does your last name have an MD at the end of it?
Huh? I got Google MD, son. WebMD.
But other than that, you know, but I have, and a lot of it was from the Army, doing all those marches, rock marching, putting a 70-pound backpack on me going. And so I live with a lot of pain. Yeah. My knees, my ankles, you know, I had surgery on my leg where I busted it up. You know, now I have tendonitis, the arthritis. But, you know, other than that, I'm okay.
But that's not true because you have
diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis. So you have that. So obviously you need to watch what you eat because the inflammation, right?
Exactly. But with that being said, you know, I'm taking the steps, you know, I take the necessary supplements, you know, I fiber supplement, you know, I drink ton of water.
But are you eating right?
Yeah. No, I've never had an issue with eating right. All right.
Son, I saw what you sent me the other day. That does not look like
that was on a weekend.
Dookie stain. Dookie stains are involved with that.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna be able to get through this whole thing. Anyway, despite the fact that I'm married to a Puerto Rican woman, she actually, like, when she cooks very clean, like very healthy. My issue is lately, between all the pain, and I haven't really been sleeping that well.
Sleep is a very big.
Yeah. That's why I'm next Wednesday, I get my new bed. Oh, thank God. That way.
Hold on. Let's slow the roll. Because you have sleep apnea too.
Yes, I have sleep apnea.
I'm just breaking out the resume now. You're like, I'm relatively healthy, but I have sleep apnea. The turkey tickle-lickle-itis, dookie stain disease.
Such an ass.
Dookie stain disease is what we have. Yeah, but
Dookie stain. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, please, I'm going to go ahead.
So, yes, I do have those conditions, issues. We'll go with that. Damn, man. Now you're making me feel like maybe I'm not that healthy.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we need to unpeel the onion because this is the thing with a lot of people.
But again, with a lot of those things, like I said, you know, I'm taking the measures. You know, I do sleep with a jock strap on my face. Mm-hmm. You know, so the sleep apnea doesn't affect me or my loved ones.
Is your sleep apnea? Is it what I know? There's two of them. Is like a physical, right? Because of the closure in your.
All right. I have what's called I have an elongated uvula.
Oh, you got a big ding-a-ling thing in the back of your throat. See what I did there?
Right. And then when I sleep, my brain wakes up once every minute.
So it's not you suffocating every minute.
It's because my brain is not getting the oxygen. So my brain wakes up so I can breathe, and it's at least once a minute.
Have you thought about doing the surgery?
I want to. I really do. Cause I'm really sick of wearing that fucking jock strap on my face.
So you should lose 50 pounds first.
And damn, 50? God damn. And see,
bro, you could lose 50 pounds, son. Are you 50 pounds heavier than we first met?
No.
Yes, bro. Bullshit, son.
No.
There's no way. You are 50 pounds heavier than when we first met.
I am not.
How many pounds heavier are you? And if you say 47, 30. I'm going to punch you in the throat.
30.
I don't believe it.
I've always raised around the 200 range.
I don't know. All right. You need to lose 32 pounds then.
32 pounds. Yeah, but then I look like I'm just...
What do you want to look at? Like you look like a balding skinny guy who doesn't have to worry about sleep apnea anymore. And you're healthy.
All right. Point taken. Yes, I have gone for a sleep study. I do have the CPAP machine and all that.
Yeah. I've done that too. I used to have sleep apnea. That's the reason why I asked, because I used to have sleep apnea. What's that number? I think I used to stop breathing 7 times in a minute. Is that how they count it? Right? Yeah. Like it's every
how many occurrences, episodes
per minute, right?
Something like that. So yeah. Mine ranges anywhere from like 4 to 6.
Yeah, I had mine was like seven to nine. It was pretty high. But back then I had my blood pressure was like 163 over like 130, like
yeah,
constant. Yeah. Like I was like on death's door forever. I couldn't sleep without machine. I don't even know how the fuck you do that, bro. I tried the nose pillows, the jock strap, I got special pillows. And can't, man.
I fucking hate that thing. I fucking hate that thing. But you know, but yes, when you get heavier, it does aggravate the
like 30 pounds heavier.
Yeah, like
okay.
Do we have to really talk about?
Yes, I am going to fucking drive this into your head because I love you. I love you, and I want to be doing this podcast for the next 35. I want to be chasing you in my walker doing this podcast. Me and you together.
Right.
I might kill you before that.
So 30 years from now, I'll be like, who are you?
We'll be doing this podcast with dementia. We'll be invincibly dementia. Some shit like that.
Invincibly what?
Invincibly, huh? But anyway, go ahead.
But other than that, I mean, and I know that it says other than that, but you know, I don't have high blood pressure. Like my blood pressure ranges anywhere from like about 113, 116 over like 78. So I've never had that. My PSA, I know we had that conversation, is 0.051 or 0.51. So I'm good on that. You know, as far as like the actual, you know, normal processes of the body, I'm good. You know, my kidneys are good, my liver's good, and all that stuff. You know, I have good oxygen saturation. You know, I'm not dehydrated and all that stuff. It's just that, yes, I do have to lose weight. I do understand that. And, you know, I'm probably going to have to go see my doctor for like pain management. Because I'm like, when I step on my right foot, I'm like, it almost from what people have explained to me, it almost feels like gout.
That hurts. I mean, I don't have that, but it hurts. I mean, I suffer part of the tendonitis that I have. I suffer from plantar fasciitis. And the best thing I ever did was honestly lose weight. Like, yeah, it was almost like an instant cure. Like, not even like trying to joke. Like, I literally had like, I was wearing special shoes. I had special inserts. Like I couldn't even wear like nice sneakers anymore because everything. Like I couldn't wear Nikes. I couldn't wear like any cool sneakers. I stopped wearing Jordans. I stopped all that shit because literally everything hurt. Like if it was flat, didn't have like a high arch support. Like I was wearing like Brooks before dad shoes were like cool again. Like I was wearing like the ultimate dad shoes, like Skechers with the high like foam back, like you know what I'm talking about.
Whoa! Stop! I like Skechers. It's like my favorite shoe.
Nah, man, we got to buy you new shoes, son. we're fucking live. Don't ever say that again. Never say that again. Get some New Balance if you want a cool dad shoe. New Balance.
I'm not dad shoe.
Or Asics. Asics. Anyway, so getting back to it, but it is a dad shoe. Stop. What cool person is wearing fucking Skechers, bro? What highly fashionable person is wearing Skechers?
Howie Long.
Fucking Howie Long. Howie Long? He's still alive? Did they fire him? Is he on Fox still?
Joe Montana.
Oh yeah.
I'm not helping the conversation.
No, you're not. You do not equate to a fucking dinosaur ex-athlete white guy. I'm going to send you links. I can get fucking A. Jesus Christ. But for that, you should just wear Chuck Death's with socks.
No, I can't. My wife
told them, throw them fucking Skechers in the garbage. Light them on fire. But, dude, I got totally sidetracked. Where the fuck are we going? Anyway, no, what I was saying was, so... I'm not trying to like. Well, I was poking fun at you, but
yeah, you were
trying like, a lot. But like, I'm trying to compound it so you understand that, like, you like, you say now you're fine, right? Like, that's like, honestly, like, your blood work is showing fine. But I mean, there are absolute, there's proof that sleep apnea causes severe hypertension and severe blood pressure. You increase your rate of stroke, right? Because of the fact you're not getting enough oxygen into your brain in the middle of the night. So there's a lot of bad side effects that, you know, how long have you been using your CPAP?
Four or five years.
Yeah. So, like, you know, as you get older, like, you know, it's going to be harder for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we just, you know, we're good now. Like, I think we still have enough fight in us to, like, the way I see it is I have, like, enough fight to get the, like, the base foundation right. You know what I'm saying? That I can maintain until I'm old enough where I don't give a fuck anymore. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
You know what I mean? Like I feel like, like, if I can get my body right and my metabolism where I can just with the ticklicoditis and the ding-a-ling-a-ding in the back of your throat. So where I can get my metabolism operating at a strong rate, right? Where I don't have to work out every, like, day. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, work out hard, like, twice, 3 days a week, and then be active. Like, you know, I'm sure my children will keep me active and doing active activities. I don't even know if that's proper grammar, but 20 Ruger 18 wants to know how old you are. So you're 40, you're going to be 42. And then I'm celebrating my 40th birthday in July. Yeah, in July. So, but yeah, so I just think that I want to get that jump start. Like, that's why I've been trying to work so hard, you know, I just trying to fix everything that's wrong with me now. You don't agree with me? You're just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go eat.
No.
A bowl of rice and beans, like, after the show. I'm going to fucking have some fried.
Why you gotta be there? Jesus. No, and I totally agree with you. I mean, up until, 3 years ago, you will never catch me taking a multivitamin. No, I can't walk out the house without taking one.
Yeah, dude, I got a small pharmacy here in my office. I'll share it all with you guys every day. And this isn't like, and this is just supplements and supplements. I have a multivitamin, omega-3, zinc, vitamin D, more vitamin D.
You like just, the vitamin D, huh?
Yeah, I have a deficiency, so I have to take it.
You gotta get all the D you can.
All the D I can. I take a little D, the long D, girthy D, whatever. But and that doesn't include what I have to take medication wise every single day just for my thyroid. So, you know, is that why Angie asked me if that's why I shave, trying to make a point of youth of this episode? Because I was just, what, nobody likes the shave look? No? Nobody? Anybody? Thanks, I appreciate that.
I think you look better with a beard.
I think I look better with a beard, too.
I think
but,
so,
but anyway. So, but yeah, man, like, you know, anyway, so back to the point I was making, I'm getting on you because
we should go back to the point about what this conversation is about is aging gracefully. So we've uh-huh. talked about all the chemicals we put in our bodies and uh-huh. everything that's wrong with you. So let me ask you a question. What do you think is aging gracefully? So, like, a little game. What everybody thinks, if it's a visual thing, is it a physical thing, or is that an overall thing? Let me ask you a question. Aging gracefully, do you think it's just a physical thing, or is just like, or an all-encompassing thing?
I think it's all. First off, let's I think it first off, it starts with your mental, in your mental state, how you are in your head, right? Like, I mean, Julian, you and I have known each other for a really long time. And I can honestly tell you, you and I, our personalities haven't changed much at all, regardless of all the tough shit that you and I have been through. You know, like, you and I both are very similar in that where we find humor in stressful situations and we feel that's an outlet for us. Some people don't understand that type of an outlet that we have, but, you know, some people might call us immature or boyish, and things like that. Like, I've had this problem even in my career over the years, and everyone's always been like, you know, almost like, act your age. And I'm like, what, to act like a 50-year-old fucking guy who hates his life? No, this is what you see, what you get. Like, you know, I appreciate every day that I wake up in the morning. Every day above ground is a good day in my book, right? So, absolutely. You know, so I think mentally is the most important part, right? Like, I think if you think you feel good and you think you look good and you think that there is no pain, I'm a true believer that all those things will come true. Is the pain there? Yes. Because I know it's always there. So why try to, you know, why try to hide it, right? Like, I have, like, I've been dealing with this shoulder pain for 7 years. Like, my report that came back from my doctor, it's basically my rotator cuff is hanging on by a thread, probably like a 97% complete tear. And I've had it. He's like, dude, I don't even know how you've been doing this for doing that. Like, how to use your arm, how you've been working out with that type of a tear. You know, a lot of, you know, you still call it stupid, but a lot of it's mental. Like, you know, I have to do stuff. Like, I'm not going to not pick up my kids and I'm not going to not want to do active things. I could sit on the couch and just be lazy and do fucking nothing all day long, but that's not what I want to do. So it's all mental. Absolutely. But for me also, I just want to feel good, man. I'm not really overly concerned about the way I look. Like, I don't want a six pack. Like, you know, do I want a better body? Sure, but I think that comes with having a better mental state and feeling good. Like, this last year, man, like, the amount of clarity that I have in my mind from losing weight, from sleeping, from, you know, just taking better care of myself, I just feel good. I just don't feel like I have that unnecessary stress of, like, feeling like shit, because that shit could be stressful too. Like, you know, I'm sure you can feel me on this. Like, when you feel like crap all the time, like, it stresses you out. Like, it puts you in a bad
mood. It's horrible. I mean, I think right now, and honestly, you know, I know that a lot of people might probably laugh at me what I'm about to say. And I know that a lot of people, kind of like doctors and professionals, kind of dig into that. But one of the biggest things, one of the biggest staples as far as one being able to feel good, it's just good quality sleep.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now that it's taken me. So the big cliche or the big recommendation is that every 10 years you should get a new bed, a new mattress, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've had the same bed for like the last almost going on 13 years. And I, in the last year or two, I've just been sleeping like shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we just recently went out, we splurged, and we're going to get a new bed. And I'm very looking forward to being able to get like a good night's sleep. Because I know I sleep, but like in the morning, I'm like, even with that fucking jaw strap over my face, I still don't feel like I'm sleeping well. Yeah, I know.
I just don't know how you do it, man. Like, I can never. I tried, and I don't think I've ever went more than 2 hours with that thing on my face.
I think the most that I'll go is like maybe 4, tops 5. And then unconsciously, I'll just rip that fucking thing off my face.
I think most people do that. But I think sleep is like the most important part. Like, this is how you re-energize. It's probably the most underrated thing, like, ever. Like, if I can, and, you know, we splurged. We got a Sleep Number bed. And honestly, it's dollar for dollar the best thing that I've ever bought as an adult. Hands down. I was getting upset because, like, the first 3-4 weeks, I felt like it was uncomfortable. My body was like aching. And then I even went back because they have that like 90-day sleep guarantee or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And the lady goes, look, I know you don't are happy with it, but stick to your number. I bought the pillow and everything. She's like, stick to your number. I guarantee, she goes, it's just because your body's not used to sleeping correctly. And bro, let me tell you, man, I don't wake up. You know, I have bad sciatic, I have bad lower back pain, bad shoulder, right? And that's the dramatic. I used to always track my sleep with my Apple Watch or my Fitbit and stuff like that. Best sleep, hands down, comfortable. If you're on the fence, get a fucking sleep number bed. Pay the money. And the cool part is that you don't have to replace it in 10 years. Because it's all like this air pillow shit that they use and stuff like that. So it doesn't get those indentions and stuff. Bro, I get into my bed and if I shift to my left side, the whole bed like shifts and molds to my body. That's what I'm talking about. My bed takes care of me. But
I'm going to try one of those zero G beds that adjust.
I heard those are good too. We almost got one of those too. That was one of the ones that we went to, but we have a Sleep Number store right here next to the house.
So let me ask you a question. Now you're about to hit 40. I'm 41. I'll hit 42. Do you get just as excited as I do as going down like the ointment aisle? Because we're talking about zero G beds, Sleep Number beds.
And going down, like, going like, down yeah. where? Going down where?
The ointment aisle down in the supermarket. Yeah, you're like, well, before you used to laugh, and now you're like,
Oh, you mean, clarify your ointment. What are you talking about?
Ointment. Hey, use your imagination. No. But let me ask you a question now. Going back to the original conversation as to why we came together this particular evening. So as far as aging gracefully, do you think is a racial specific, or do you think even gender specific? Meaning, do you think that? I mean, everybody says that women tend to age better than men. I agree. Even though you said there's a few that you'll challenge it, but probably more towards the yes than the no. And do you think that maybe even ethnically or racially, some ethnicities age better than others?
I think so. I really do. I feel most people with like olive complexions usually age better, right? So I don't want to say Hispanics, because I don't think all Hispanics. I see some woe out. Some of my people look war. But like a lot of Middle Eastern cultures, you know, age well.
African, so are you trying to say it's black don't crack?
Yeah, black don't crack. Yeah. A lot of African Americans, Asians age well too.
Filipino. Hold on a second. They age well until about their 50s. Once they get like 55 or 60, like catches up with interest.
That's true. You're absolutely right. But I think genetics also has some to play in that, because I kind of look at like my uncles, and they all look. My dad still looks really good for his age. He's in his 60s. I think it's genetics, but I think culturally, absolutely. Because I mean, you know, and it's funny because I see all kinds of I see all kinds of nationalities, but you know, like I see people in my age group, like people I went to high school with, or even like people that I'm friends with, and I see them locally, and I'm just like, yo. You look like you got ran over by a fucking truck. What happened to you? You know, and then some of them, you know, like they're still partying or they do drugs or whatever the case may be. You know, you don't know.
A lot of our friends.
Yeah. A lot of our mutual friends are fucking all jacked up, still drinking every night and stuff like that out in the bars or whatever. But, you know, I really am trying to get more into fuck yeah drugs. Shout out to the Sneaker Peek podcast, but those boys are crazy. You know, I like now, especially now, like I'm really trying hard to, you know, to understand my body, right? Like from every aspect, because I already went the reverse route where I drove my fucking body into the ground, right? We did it already. I didn't do drugs, but booze, a lot of booze.
Lots of booze,
a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of partying, you know, things like that. But, you know, like now, like I pay attention to my heart rate. Like I use a lot of analytics to help with how my body's improving. You know, I was scrolling through the comments here, and a lot of people were talking here, and Angie mentioned yoga. I've been doing yoga now also. It's just a different type of strength for my body, specifically for my sciatic, and it's helped a lot when I do specific stretching or yoga poses for my back. But like, you know, a lot of the things, right? So we're going to get back on that, on the man thing, right? So a lot of the things, right? So let's rewind the clock. If I met you up before work and you and I were grabbing a couple of drinks, we buy a bucket of beer that we're going to smash before we go to the club and start working. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I just finished this intense yoga workout. Your response is, yeah, exactly. Like, what, you a faggot? Did you wear your yoga pants? Do you have tights? Like, you know, like that, that's exactly what you would hear. Or if I told you that I use moisturizer on my face, you'd be, what would you say?
Yeah. It's a Tuesday. I mean, I've always known you use moisturizer. Your
face, so, yeah. But you know what I mean?
It's a Tuesday. No, and I know what you're, and I understand where you're going on that one. I mean, and I think that's one of those things. And again, to many of the, I think because now we're seeing it so much, it's more prevalent on our everyday stimulus. Mm-hmm. When you talk about, you know, being healthy and everything, you know, despite everything that's been going on, we have become a very health conscious society.
Yeah.
I think because that's, you know, one of those things that, and it's not so much the body shape or the body type, mm-hmm. but I think it's more of a health conscious because now, you know, you have all those kinds of things. And believe it or not, you know, and I think I know we did. We had this conversation that, you know, because I'm a little bit more limited as far as like strength training and everything, I'm actually going to look into yoga because I know, you know, I've heard a lot of good things. I'm, you know, my jury's still out on the meditating thing. I'm still trying to.
Meditation is the way. Like, I think of like one of my biggest things, especially with now is I'm trying to get more like out of myself physically and mentally, but mostly physically. So, you know, like I'm not a very flexible person by any stretch of the means at all. You know, a lot of the reasons, you know, we sit like, this is what we do all day, like our day job, like, you know, telecommuting and we're always in a chair, but like I'm always hunched over on my phone or tech or typing or whatever. I have sciatic pain, knee pain. So I was like, you know, I really think that, you know, everyone keeps telling me yoga, like yoga helps you strengthen and I did it. And I did some very specific things. Beginner, they say it's beginner. But let me tell you, man, it's a different type of workout. Like, it's very frustrating, right? Because, like, you think it's easy for you to do, right? Like, you're like, you get into this pose and then you hold it and you see this little lanky ass dude doing it and you're like, I can do that. And you got all, and you're all like, whatever. And then all of a sudden the bead of sweat just starts running down your head and your body starts to shake or whatever the case, or like a position will hurt or hurt like a motherfucker. And you're like, what is this? And, it's a different type of sore too. Man Alive podcast said, do Pilates. Maybe I'll try it. I've never done Pilates, but I heard Pilates is hard. I heard it's a lot of stretching, but it's like kind of like yoga, but I hurt his heart.
I don't know. I don't know what Pilates, man. If I want to put my knees next to my ears, I'll just go to prison.
But you see, you're missing the point. You're doing exactly what we're talking.
I know. And I was trying to see and I think a lot of this stuff too, is even though we promote the not be macho, not be, you know, so masculine in a toxic way. But I mean, and even with that, you know, sometimes I have a hard time, I guess, practicing what I preach. Because there's sometimes that I'll find myself, I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. But I'm like, no, I'm a man. I don't do that. But then I have to have that internal conversation, you know, that introspection with myself. And I'll be like, okay, this is not what I'm trying to promote. And what I'm saying is, you know, I'm trying to evolve. So sometimes I have to get, no, not sometimes, many times, I have to get over myself in order to try these things.
Yeah, a lot of us have to do that, man. Like, if you're doing something, I mean, like, I think we all have to have those internal conversations, you know? I mean, you can say something like as the Peloton bike, right? Like, majority of the people who use Peloton bike are women, right? It's their main demographic. And like, any guy could basically, I mean, I've heard, actually, scratch that. People have been like, dude, why don't you just go to the gym? Why you gotta buy that fucking bitch bike or whatever the case may be? And you know, I think you have to do whatever's comfortable with yourself. But at the same time, we talk about that all the time, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, like challenging
yourself. It's not only that, but you know, I'm also a very results oriented kind of person. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna downplay the Peloton bike only because I've seen the results from it, you know, mm-hmm. with you. My brother's almost lost 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude is literally 10 pounds heavier than me, and he's like 6'4". And I'm kind of like, crap.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, and you know, I feel you, like, result driven, like, you know, like when, like, the old methods of working out, you know, pick up weight, put weight down, pick up weight, put weight down, pick up weight, put weight down. And then obviously you start to get swole, you see changes in your body, and those might be faster changes. But when you're doing other things, like with regardless of whether it's yoga, Pilates, even meditation, sometimes some of those, the what you feel is a different, it's really different, because like there's smaller parts of your body that affect the greater part of your body, you know, like something as simple, you know, something as severe as my sciatic pain, it is easily helped along by doing 5 or 6 yoga poses that I didn't even know that you can do. Like, literally, you get in these poses and you start feeling. I remember the first one I did, you lay on your back and you cross your legs, your right leg over your left knee, and then you try to bring in the left knee to you. Holy sweet baby Jesus, the fucking pain that I felt in my lower back from doing that. And it was like a good pain, because after I did it, I was like, oh, well, that's loose. I don't think that's ever been loose before. Like, you know, like, you're like, oh wow, I didn't know that I could do that. So, you know, it's one of those things where you're learning. Like, you know, a lot of people, like a lot of big athletes now are moving to those types of workouts, right? They're doing yoga, Pilates, bar. They're doing a lot of different exercises, so that way they have better range of motion versus just being strong. And yeah. I think that's even more important, because that's where it helps someone like yourself, that you have tendonitis and you have arthritis. And one of the biggest issues with tendonitis and arthritis is stiffness, right? And as you get older and you're not flexing those joints or those muscles, you have a tendency, the pain gets worse, because your hands or your feet end up want to stay isolated, right? So it's like a favorite quote that I always hear, a man in motion stays in motion, right? So, you know, it's really important to try to do different types of things.
Okay. So now I have another question for you. Sure. We're talking about aging and aging gracefully and all that stuff. So we've been focusing very much on the physical aspect of aging. Is there, and I'm asking you because I already have my opinion, I mean, is there anything else that you feel that can go under this? And you know what? And I really don't like the term aging. I'd rather say maturing.
Okay.
Because, so, I mean, you know, we're all aging, but I mean, is it just the physical aspect to you?
No, not at all. Actually, I think it's more mental than physical. But by mental, I mean, I put just as much hard work, I feel, here than I do, you know, here.
No, but what I mean, so maybe I'm not explaining myself. Mm-hmm. Is it just isolated to the being. I'm talking about the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. But do you think that there's other aspects of aging gracefully outside of that, like finances?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
But you're talking like more like the... maturing side of it, like making like better decisions overall. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, shit. I mean, you should be at this point. I mean, if you're 40 years old and you're still fucking up, like, you know, everybody messes up, right? It's the only way we learn. We all fall down to pick ourselves back. So yes, I think that as you get older and whether you're focusing, you need to focus on life, right? Like whether you're making better financial decisions or maybe even better choices, anything like a career. Like a career is a great example, right? Because, you know, you could be in a job where you're just stuck or you're stressed to shit. And is that really the best thing for you? Right? Should you be trying to better yourself by looking for... A lot of people get our fear going into another role, you know, and then that helps you with a little more financial freedom, helping you achieve other types of goals, like, you know, buying a house or a car or going on vacation or doing whatever it is that you want to do, right? Like, so yeah, I do think, I don't think, you know, aging gracefully, I think is a very holistic term, right? You know, and I think I think it goes both ways. I think it's something that's it's a fluid goal, right? Because you're gonna age, right? But also, where's your mental state? Like, do you still have a youthful personality? Are you a cheerful person in general? Do you make good decisions? You know, but are you still mature? Though you have a youthful personality, are you still mature enough to make adult decisions? Do you know to walk silently but carry a big stick? Do you know how to give fatherly advice to your children while still being a clown? You know, it's all those different things. You know, I joke around a lot in my house, and, you know, my wife often tells me it's like having three children in the house. But at the same time, like, I have no problem, you know, disciplining my children or telling them to stop. And if they look at me and they're like, well, you're kind of doing it, and I'm like, well, because I'm the adult and I've had 30 years to build up to this day, so I could tell a little person like you what to do, you know? So, you know, I think it's important that it has to be a little bit of everything. Like, it has to be a fluid, it can't be a stationary target that you're trying to achieve. Me and you talked about that once off air about, I don't want the fountain of youth. Like, I'm not trying to get, I don't do what I'm doing to, you know, find some magic thing that I can live forever. I just want to feel good. Because I think if I feel good and I physically feel good and I mentally feel good, I'm going to be able to make better decisions for myself, for my family, for my children, you know, for my friends, for this podcast, whatever it is. You know, I think it's important to challenge myself in many different ways, cognitively, physically, emotionally, all that stuff.
Okay.
too much for you to handle?
No, not too much. But I mean, I just, all right.
I mean, you know, it's
that's a long-winded answer, but yes, I'll accept it.
But, you know, I don't hand off easy answers ever.
Oh yeah, I mean, you and I definitely are friends because, and then I think both of our wives probably would be like, you know what? Let just them go over there, because just like I've said many a times, they'll come up to me with that question. I'll be like, I don't have a short answer,
and then walk away. Yeah, absolutely, you definitely have some really long answers.
I do.
You're like a story within a story type of answer. But yeah, I mean, I think it's important to take care of yourself, like, regardless of what your ultimate goal is, you know, whether it's physical or mental or, you know, even if you want to preserve yourself and save some of those wrinkles. I ain't hating on you, man. If you dye your hair because you got grays, do that shit, man. Like, you know, yeah. You can't really see mine on.
No, you can see mine.
Camera.
Yeah. There's a couple of times I'll take a picture and I'll look like, what's the guy's name from Spider-Man that always wants to try and catch Spider-Man?
Jameson.
That guy.
Yeah.
I got
a little bit of the Reed Richards, the Mr. Fantastic on the sides. But it's there. I mean, whatever, man. I got the grays in my chin, but you know, I accept it. I'm fine.
Off topic. You know, for a very long time, I had one stray red hair.
Interesting.
Right here. It was red. I was like, red. And it will grow back. Now it's gray, but
now I was about to say it just probably turned gray. The pigmentation of the hair follicles were fucking letting you know it's coming. Winter is coming.
Listen, spell follicle.
Follicle.
Exactly. So
no, I don't have Grammarly. I don't have an automated Grammarly to help me out with that. But yeah, man. So I mean. Yeah, it is what it is, man. I mean, I can't stop myself from getting older. I'm just trying.
My question to you is, does your brother feel like he's getting older?
That fucking guy has to be. He's got to be feeling the pain. He's got a bad hip. He's got the receding hairline. He didn't get my genes with these luscious locks.
So my question is, Gabe, is that true?
No, I don't think he's on anymore. I don't think he's on anymore. I don't see him on there. He jumped on and then he jumped off. But
bitch.
He'll always tell you that he's the sexier brother or whatever.
I got
6 inches on him and I got this beautiful lock of hair. You can use your imagination.
We're talking about height, right?
Sure. whatever helps you sleep better at night. Oh man, but
wow.
But anyway, man. So I think it's a good stopping point. I think we went on long enough about our agelessness or the attempts or chases to age.
Speaking of it, you like my copper?
Yeah, man. That's cool.
My sleeve for my tendonitis, yeah.
That's cool. I think Allen Iverson had one of those.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
See, I have famous people have socks on their arms. I don't know if he wore it because he had tendonitis.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, okay. I don't know if he wore a tendonitis or he was covering a tattoo. I know a lot of sports players wear them to cover their tattoos because they're like inappropriate for television. Anyway, so like I was saying, I think it's a good stopping point for today's episode. So if you joined us live, thank you very much for joining us live. We appreciate all the comments and the banter back and forth. If this is your first time watching us live, please go ahead and give us a like and follow us for more content as new episodes come out weekly. You can always follow us on www.invinciblybroken.com. We have an archive of our episodes on there and some of our blogs. Also, you can just simply search Invincibly Broken Podcast on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, iHeartRadio, you name it. Whatever has a podcast at the end, you can watch the Invincibly Broken Podcast. And if you do, please, if you're ever so kind, give us a like, share, leave a comment. It helps us out a lot to beat that algorithm so that Julie and I can one day be podcast famous. If you guys have any suggestions, or if you want to hear Julie and I talk about anything specific, or you want to give us a shot and come on the show and shoot the shit with us, just shoot us a DM. You can follow me on You can follow me on Instagram at Invincibly_Orlando.
And you can follow me at Invincibly_Julian.
And thank you very much, guys. You age wonderfully and moisturize. It helps.
Cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter. Night.